2099.
William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clinton doesn't wait 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. Well, it carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It's Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We're live in the Priority One Security Studios. Check us out online at WCCPFM.com. Across the fruited plain and around the world, there is nowhere, as long as you have some sort of like cell phone service, that you can't hear our show. From the northernmost part of the North Pole to Antarctica.
From sea to shining sea.
From New York City to Timbuktu. You got us. You're stuck. We got a good show today. Brad Brownell's joining us in an hour. That's going to be fun.
That is awesome.
I have a bunch of questions. I haven't talked to him since Charleston, for real.
I was going to say, this is his first appearance on the program, Out of Bounds.
Yep.
Since media golf outing, right?
Correct.
Which was back in mid-October. A lot has happened.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot to talk to him about.
Legit. Since I left Charleston, I've not said one word to him.
Oh, well, you know, Brad and I have our, we have our weekly lunch. But
do you have a weekly lunch with Brad Brownell? Is that a thing?
I mean, no. Not technically.
Not technically? Y'all just see each other in McAllister sometimes?
How can I have
y'all
a weekly lunch?
Sometime?
We do a show from 12 to 3 every day.
I don't know. I mean, some people eat lunch at 11. I'm eating lunch right now.
You and I used to have lunch appointments. You know,
we
have lunch with different people.
I love lunch appointments.
It's always good to have a lunch appointment. And now we never, ever have lunch appointments.
My biggest issue with this time slot is that I don't really do breakfast or early morning coffee.
Right.
And it's hard to do meals because, like, you can't say we'll meet at 9:30 because that's like right at the beginning of somebody's work day.
Other people
have
real jobs.
You can't just do that, yeah. Or like, hey, what if we do a 10:15 brunch? Well, that's kind of in the beginning of everything, you know. You can't do that.
We've manufactured a few work meetings into a little brunch, though.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we've done it.
Well,
we've
let's done just say it's been done.
But anyway, we'll have Coach Brownell on to talk about Clemson's best start in almost a decade, but killing it. And then a big, big game coming up. I don't want to get people super excited. I don't want to put the car before the horse here, Kelly, because you got 4 days from now till then. But this game coming up with Florida is no joke currently. This game is legit, all right? This Florida team is unbelievably talented and also sliding a bit. Like, I was a guest on another show last night, and I said, I think Clemson could actually put this team to sleep if they wanted. Because they are searching for a toughness, and if Clemson comes out as a tougher team, they could go to sleep. Clemson, Florida right now, KenPom gives Clemson a 37% chance to win a semi-road game at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, Florida. So it's not on campus in Gainesville.
Definitely not. You're not playing on campus, which is a big deal, because that place can get a little rowdy. They can pack it out. Maybe not as packed for a December non-conference game, but I think it is important to point out this is not a home game for Florida, and they're not going to have that home environment. And they did get back on the right side of things. They beat Cincinnati. What was that? Saturday. They beat Cincinnati by 6.
They did. They came back against Cincinnati, too. That's a good win, because that's a tough team. But they had lost 3 in a row before that.
One of those to Loyola Chicago.
You know what's weird about this? This is the most road that they'll play. Like, this is the biggest road game they'll play. Mike White doing the Coach K scheduling
thing. I was going to say, you make fun of Coach K for that, but Florida's over here doing it. Every other major program in the country's doing it, but yeah, let's just make fun of
every other major program in the country's doing it.
Let's just yell at Coach K for it.
Sanders, let's fact check this for a second.
Are we really going to do this again?
Let's not. Every other program in the country is doing this. Every other major program in the country is doing it.
Yeah, Sanders, get on that.
That could take a few minutes.
I mean,
Sandy, you got 3 hours.
Duke did play one road game. They did.
Yeah, I don't see Florida going to Indiana.
Clemson played one road game.
Well, don't they play the SEC Big 12 Challenge later on in the year?
Yeah, something like that. They do.
Yeah, they play. Florida plays Baylor on January 27th.
Do they play
27th.
At Baylor?
At home.
No, it's at home.
In Gainesville.
You know how many road games they play in 2017 calendar year?
Zero true road games?
Zero true road game. 3 neutral, 4 neutrals, and a semi-home.
Yeah, but only Duke does it.
Well, not only Duke does it, but only Duke does it all the time. Speaking of Duke, the Patriots got pounded last night. Oh, my gosh.
Don't compare
they're
those
up in
two
the same,
entities.
They're in the same ballpark. Great coach, annoying programs. We get it. The Patriots got worked last night
by the Dolphins
on the road. And Belichick was—he was not happy. Did you see the post game with old Billy B? What was up his butt last night? It was like
a loss.
Peak Belichick. This is basically his answer to every question until like the fifth question. You could tell there were people like with fear and trepidation looking up at him. It looked like there was maybe like a piece of gum in his mouth that he only wanted to chew like once every 3 minutes. He had that look on his face like he's trying to figure out where to stash the gum until he wants to chew it again. And this was his response to a couple questions. Hey, Coach. Coach, you, what are your thoughts on that onside kick? What happened there? They recovered him. He like made noises. That he just
That's
made.
What he always
he emitted
does,
noise. He didn't even say words. Hey, Coach Belichick. What's wrong with he had like no third downs tonight? No third down conversion. First time in like three decades, 27 years, whatever it is, 26 years. You have any third downs? Are we talking to some like, I don't know, some animal? I felt like I was talking to, I'm trying to think what it is, like in the, like in one of the comic book groups, there's just a person that just doesn't say any words. I don't know what it is. It's like if a grown man were trying to learn how to talk. It was like listen to a baby. Like try to talk. That's what Belichick was in his press conference last night. It was unbelievable. You should look it up. You should look up what they play on SportsCenter.
He does that. I'm not surprised.
Emit noises.
He's always grumbling.
Sometimes he just says things like, they made plays, we made plays. We made five plays, they made three plays, we made two more plays. That's a typical Belichick answer. This is not a typical Belichick answer.
I don't know. He sometimes says that.
This is real. Like, I'm not making this up. He emitted noise for the first three questions of the press conference.
That's when he's Bill Belichick.
And now we get all the hot takes. We get the hot take monster who's coming out eating people and destroying humanity.
Tom Brady's washed up.
Tom Brady and his, you know, a month ago.
Jay Cutler's elite.
A month ago, Tom Brady was injecting his body with TB12 biofuel. It's biofuel that you could put in your car or inject into your bloodstream, and it keeps all disease away for the next 30 years. Like that, you saw that, right? We talked about it briefly on the show, like that release where Tom Brady talks about his daily routine. He's like, I eat 5 walnuts cooked in a TB12 deep fryer that also doubles as a toothbrush. Like, it's just the weirdest combination of stuff.
You are, the analogies that you are pulling out in this first segment are just second to none.
Tom Brady's weird routine. I only sleep. He legitimately, it's like Batman when he goes down into the Batcave and they're like, this is the, like, I just think of Morgan Freeman in The Dark Knight where he's trying to outfit Christian Bale and he just says like, this is the best fabric ever. And he talks about how best the fabric is. Everything Tom Brady does is like he sleeps in Batman's suit because it makes him immortal or something. Anyway, the whole thing is like he's going to play till he's 90, and now I got to read hot takes about how Brady is washed up and how he doesn't look right and he doesn't look healthy and he looks decrepit and the end comes fast and all these people trying to get out in front of this. And I'm just thinking to myself, this is laughable. He's going to have 6 touchdowns next week against Pittsburgh. I say all that to say this season has been a mashup of weirdness for the Patriots and for Brady. Yeah, remember when they gave up a zillion yards to a team that couldn't beat like the JV team up the street now, the Chiefs?
I would say it's been a mashup of weirdness for the NFL in general.
I don't disagree with that.
Because you don't, I mean, everyone, if you pushed people, who's going to win the Super Bowl today? They'd probably still say the Patriots. But
I guess.
I mean, who's good in this league? Who's healthy?
Well, that's a separate question because I think some of the teams are not good because their best player's out.
That's fine, but they're still not good.
Like the Patriots' best defensive player's out, Dante Hightower.
Well, and Gronk didn't play.
Dwayne Allen actually caught a pass, so can we give him a clap?
He caught 2.
Can we give Dwayne a clap for them actually knowing he exists and remembering him? I mean, Dwayne Allen's the guy in the family picture that hides behind the tallest relative and no one notices until 5 years later. He's like the forgotten guy. No one cares about him.
You're just salty because he left the Colts and you're wearing your Colts hat.
He got traded.
I can't believe that you're wearing that hat today.
I should have worn it Thursday because they play on Thursday, but I don't really care about any of their games anymore. I don't care to watch them play. When they lose, I sort of applaud because it means they get a better draft pick. And there's such a disaster. I told you, the only team with a worse point differential is the Browns. And I think they're probably the worst fourth quarter team in the history of humanity.
So I see our dear friend Zach Gore this morning, right?
Yes.
And we're having a chat. And he's wearing a New York Giants t-shirt. And I said, are you really wearing that right now? I mean, you know, are you really proud to wear that? And he's like, oh yeah, always support the boys, right? You know, they're my team, whatever. Then he goes, secretly, it was really dark this morning and I put the t-shirt on and I saw what I put on when I got to work and I was kind of ashamed. How can, I mean, you're wearing your Colts gear proudly and I get that, but the Giants gear right now? You just lost to the Cowboys, who aren't any good, I'll even say that, by 20.
It is
the Giants are sad.
It is the part of the year where if your team is done, which Zach's team and my team are finished, it's now draft time. It's now draft time. It's about draft position and who cares about winning and losing. It's about draft positioning and trying to figure out, do you have pieces for the future?
This is a random question that we did not intend to get to at all. But real quick, if you're the New York Giants, do you draft a quarterback?
We have to now because Eli's done. You burned the bridge. Eli's done.
So you think for sure Eli Manning will not start for the Giants next year?
No, they're going to take a quarterback.
They took Davis Webb last year.
Geno Smith, yeah. Best of luck with that. That's not a thing. Remember when Davis Webb was supposed to be the best quarterback in the class? Yeah. That lasted about six snaps, I think, and Mel Kiper was like, no. Remember that weirdness where they played in Hawaii, or they played Hawaii and Australia? And it was like, look at Davis Webb. He's going to be a franchise quarterback. And you look at him, you're like, he's a guy.
I'm just terrified that, do you remember a couple years ago when Jerry Jones almost drafted Johnny Manziel? Do you remember that?
Yes.
I am terrified that Jerry Jones is going to do some sort of craziness and draft Baker.
No.
I can't.
Not
I can't
with
support
Zach.
It. I can't support it.
You're putting up the Lamar. You're putting up the Lamar.
Lamar is going.
Lamar?
Lamar to the Cowboys?
Yeah.
As a safety?
Or to the Giants.
As a wide receiver?
Lamar Jackson's NFL quarterback. You don't think Lamar Jackson's NFL quarterback?
No, Lamar Jackson's not an NFL quarterback.
Petrino has made Lamar into an NFL quarterback.
You think he's an NFL quarterback?
Yes.
No way.
Oh, a million times over,
No way.
In fact, he's such an NFL quarterback. He's such an NFL quarterback right now that Louisville lost games because he's an NFL quarterback.
Lamar Jackson,
and not a run around, make plays.
Lamar Jackson is the next Braxton Miller.
Oh, my God. No way. No way.
He'll be a great.
You shut your mouth right now.
He's
on
a
that.
Great athlete. He can maybe try a little wide receiver.
Are you kidding me?
A little safety. I don't think he's physical enough to be a corner.
Oh, my gosh.
Can he kick?
Lord, and I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to do with this.
I have the utmost respect for Lamar Jackson as a collegiate football quarterback. In the NFL, that guy's not playing quarterback.
Not playing
Someone
quarterback.
Will attempt to play him there.
Yeah,
but it ain't going to work.
Tremendous success.
No, there's no way.
Lamar Jackson as a pocket passer this year is unbelievable. I've been all over this all year long. Watch clips of it. The people who follow the draft breaking him down. His NFL skill set is like night and day from last year to this year. Night and day. Unbelievable. Texter. Jackson is closer to Vic than he is Braxton Miller. Absolutely. 100%.
Okay, let us know, people. 986-1566. Get in. Is Lamar Jackson an NFL quarterback?
On the healthcare text line. Oh, my God.
Let us know.
100%.
Let us know.
Impress your friends and family with a clean home. Zero Res brings a whole new meaning to clean carpets. They're just like new. They use empowered water, so odors, toxic chemicals, residue are history. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Call 558-7300. That's 558-7300. No one can clean like Zero Res. When we return, NFL injuries, we'll talk about it. Who even has healthy players anymore? Also, we have more bowl polls. We're grading ourselves and you, the audience, for our preseason predictions. All that and more when we return from Out of Bounds in just a moment.
Here we go again. Clemson playoff football. Wherever Tiger fans go to catch all the action, more and more of them go there in vehicles from Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. And now, during the Big Finish event, save up to $13,000 on a new 2017 Ram 1500. Plus, get 0% APR. So come visit us under that big American flag on the Motor Mile or at BigOdodge.com.
0% for 36 months with monthly payment of $2,778 for $1,000 finance. Must have FICO score of 619 or below to qualify. Price includes dealer fee of $225 plus tax and tags. See dealer for details.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with three convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
Surgery Center at Pelham. If your joints are worn out after years of weekend warrior activities, Surgery Center at Pelham can help you today. Surgery Center at Pelham, for athletes and active people. Online at newkneereplacement.com.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
If you and Santa need a little help this holiday season, check out State Credit Union's Holiday Loan. You may borrow up to $2,500, and it's super fast and easy to apply online. Visit State Credit Union online at scscu.com for more information. That's scscu.com. Offer valid through January 31st, 2018. Approval subject to credit worthiness, rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. State Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Link Belt equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair, in many cases right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Are you looking for a 1-carat diamond under $3,000? I have good news. We have some, and they're worth taking a look at. I have access to diamonds in all prices, all qualities, and from all over the world. Tell me what you're looking for, and if I don't have it, I'll find it for you, and you take a look and see what you think. I can get in one diamond, I can get in a dozen diamonds. And yes, it really is that easy. We have financing available for almost any budget, including 12 months no interest. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and I want to be your jeweler.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Gets the crowd involved, doesn't it?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We have an array of texts on the Health There text line regarding Lamar Jackson. I'm not
so many.
There are just a couple low hanging fruit. I honestly, to have the opinion that you do on Lamar, and I'm not saying you're 100% wrong, like nothing you say is
wrong. May I clarify for a second, please?
There's like a couple things. I just want to say this. There's a couple things in here. Just a second.
Sure, but I'm going to keep talking.
There's a couple things here that I could say to just totally derail this whole thing. And it's the low-hanging fruit. I can't do it.
No, please do if you let me make my point first. And then you can do that.
Go ahead. You want me to for real?
Oh, no. I want you to go in. I want you to go in.
The question I'm wondering?
Okay. Don't take it easy on me.
Okay.
Come on now. I stand by this.
Okay.
Here's my point. America's my overarching right. point. Lamar Jackson will be drafted high. Teams will try to play him at quarterback. He will probably make millions of dollars whenever, you know, wherever he's drafted in that situation. And teams will attempt. My point is that he is not going to be successful. He will play quarterback because people will have him play quarterback. Whichever franchise takes him, whichever lowly franchise that just needs something will take him. But he's not going to be successful. He is not the next Mike Vick, in my opinion. Are we just throwing Mike Vick comparisons out now? Just whenever we want?
I don't think we do it whenever we want. I think we do it when it's relevant. He sure seems like Mike Vick to me.
When has he named me a game in college that he's played that he has either won with his arm or one with his arm against a legitimate defense?
Well, one is a little bit different because he's out there playing with Jimmy and Paul and John from up the street.
He wasn't last season.
Like a little three-star guy. So what he did last year with his arm in Death Valley against Clemson, that didn't impress you?
Not as much as it impressed me with his legs, no.
He okay.
Well, did he beat Clemson with his arm?
Well, no, but he scored 36 points. His defense gave up 42. He threw for 295 against Clemson's defense last year on the road. 27 of 44.
Is that like 50%?
He threw for 355 against NC State's defense last year and scored 54.
That game, yeah, that game they put it on him.
The Kentucky game where he fumbled the ball consistently and threw three picks, he also threw for 281.
Did you say threw three picks? Did he beat Kentucky with his arm?
Well, Deshaun threw three picks against Pittsburgh, and we think he's an NFL quarterback.
So. Well, he definitely is.
Well, sure.
The one thing that you talk about Lamar Jackson, he's 6'3", and I get that. And that's good size. But for me, the reason that Dak is sustainable in the NFL, even Deshaun, who's substantially bigger than Lamar, I would say, I'm talking like muscle-wise, weight-wise, Lamar's a twig. Can that man really sustain in the NFL 16 games?
I mean, I say we give him a shot.
No, and I'm saying he will get a shot. He will get a shot.
Strong as an ox, shaped like a tree, quarterbacks are getting hurt, then let's give Lamar a shot.
Well, that's the other thing. Everybody's getting hurt these days. And we're getting texts like Logan Thomas is an NFL quarterback. Tyrod Taylor.
Logan Thomas was not an NFL quarterback.
Well, I'm saying these guys have gotten their chances, and that's my point. Right. He's going to get a chance. I'm not saying that no one's ever going to start him at quarterback in the NFL. I'm just saying, I don't think he's going to be successful, and I wouldn't draft him.
Do we think Clemson's defense is good this year?
Yes.
He threw for 317 and three
touchdowns.
Are you
serious? Are you really throwing his numbers against Clemson at me right now, Quack, when you know what happened in that game? You know what happened in that game.
I know the defense gave up 40 points.
Give me his first half numbers.
I don't know his first half numbers.
Well, that was the real game.
All right. NC State, we think they were good on defense this year?
They're pretty good.
354. 26 and 47, 354. Do we think Boston College is good on defense this year? Do we think they're good?
Are you throwing Boston College at me right now?
I mean, it is what it is. Is Boston College better than,
Did he beat Boston College with his arm?
Who's an NFL quarterback that
played?
You
still haven't answered my question,
defense of Boston College?
Who did he beat with his arm?
Who did he beat is a ridiculous question. When your defense is giving up 40 plays, your defense gave up 45 to Boston College. They scored 42 points. He threw a 30-yard pass in a double coverage strike to the receiver who fumbled it against Boston College at midfield. That's not his fault. They're going to go win the game. Hey, the receiver hold the ball. So you really, because Lamar Jackson receiver fumbled the ball, you really going to tell me that Lamar Jackson's not an NFL receiver, not an NFL quarterback because his receivers like to drop the ball?
No, you're reducing my argument to a single play.
I'm just saying, you asked the question, did he beat Boston College? I'm saying he made plays to win the game
and
the receiver fumbled the ball.
Did he beat Boston College with his arm? That's
the
question.
He threw for 330. They didn't beat Boston College.
Yes, that's correct.
Their offense scored 42 points. He had a zillion yards. Like, what's the guy supposed to do? Is he supposed to cure cancer in the wake of the loss? Like, what's he supposed to do? They went to Wake Forest. We think Wake Forest is a good team? We think they're good on defense, Wake Forest?
I mean, I'm not going to put Wake Forest defense as an elite defense. No.
Well, there's not.
I would put NC State.
You're going to play, like, two elite. Well, he threw for 400 yards against NC State. 330 yards, a touchdown against Wake Forest, 27-44.
Did he beat NC State with his arm?
No, they gave up 39. The defense gave up points like I give out money to Sanders in the Win Quark's Money segment. This is an outrage. This is an absolute outrage that Lamar Jackson is responsible for his defense giving up 50 points and a zillion yards to everybody, and the fact that Bob Petrino hasn't recruited in 3 years there, and every receiver is little Dick and Harry from down the street and little Johnny from over there that's 4'2" and 94 pounds, and the offensive line switches sides depending on what hash they're on. That's what Lamar Jackson has to deal with, and you're telling me Lamar Jackson's not an NFL quarterback because his teammates suck worse than anything I've ever seen. That's why Lamar. It ain't about Lamar. The guy fumbles at the 50. Did he win the game? He made the throw. He made the throw.
Look, I just asked one simple question, and I don't know if you could. I guess you couldn't give me an answer, but
I did give
now
you
you're screaming. So
if
I don't
Boston
know
College isn't good on defense, if Wake Forest isn't good on defense, if NC State isn't good on defense, if Clemson's not good on defense, then guess what? Nobody who's anybody in the history of college football is good on defense. And if Lamar Jackson hasn't proven that he can throw the ball and make winning plays to win games and put his sorry team with terrible players and awful coaches in position to win games, then there has never in the history of college football been anybody that's proven they're an NFL quarterback or that they can make winning plays. If Lamar Jackson has to be responsible for how terrible his teammates are, then I don't know what the guy could do short of cure cancer in the process. Throw a pass, and while his receiver fumbles, he made up ground by healing the lane. That's all.
Put the ball back
in the receiver's hands.
Do you want? I mean, you can keep going if you want. I just asked a simple question.
What would Lamar Jackson have had to do this year?
Okay, listen.
Score 50 instead of 40 against these teams?
Hold on. Thanks, Sanders. I have made the argument that Lamar Jackson should have even had more consideration for the Heisman because what he did this year is unbelievable. His numbers, the past two seasons, are absolutely unbelievable. I am not taking away from what he's done at the college level. I am not.
Well, you are.
How did I take away from... I think he is arguably one of the most prolific and... I'm not going to say efficient because that's not the right word. Prolific and athletic, dynamic quarterbacks to ever play college football. Those are adjectives I would use for Lamar Jackson. And I think everyone would agree. But we have seen also time and time again, players who fit that mold not succeed in the NFL. And there are many reasons why. I do not think Lamar Jackson is going to be a successful NFL quarterback. He is not going to have a rookie or sophomore season like a Carson Wentz. It is not going to happen.
Is he better than Dak Prescott, who was also in a system that prioritizes mobility and was not asked to make overly complicated throws in his system? Probably proved less on the college level than Lamar Jackson.
I think there are a lot of quarterbacks that you could put in Dak's position. Obviously, pre-Zeke suspension, pre-Ferris Wheel left tackle, pre-injuries on the defense for Dallas, and they would have success. Who would I take as my quarterback in the NFL? I would take Dak Prescott.
Okay. Over Lamar.
Because I'm pretty sure Dak Prescott, we've seen him sustain a 16-game NFL schedule, make all the throws, make the right decisions. Dak has a maturity about him. And I mean, it's not really a fair comparison because Dak's proven he can do it. So that's not really
right.
A fair comparison.
Coming in, if you were asking guys who evaluate prospects, you would say that Lamar Jackson's a better prospect than Dak Prescott at the quarterback position.
Yeah, when they were both coming out of college, sure.
So I don't know how we can then say that Dak Prescott, because I thought Prescott would be a good NFL quarterback. I watched him playing. I was a big fan of Dak Prescott. I had a man crush on Prescott in college.
Prescott was not as reliant on his legs. Prescott was mobile, he's built like a truck. I mean, he can sustain hits. He can get you a yard on third down or whatever. But he's not the way that Dak played quarterback at Mississippi State and the way that Lamar plays it at Louisville are two different things. I don't really know if those two are comparable.
Not this year. Lamar Jackson's been in the pocket a lot more this year.
Did Dak rush for 1,000 yards?
I would argue, Lamar's also, he's also running around making plays again because the rest of his team is terrible.
Did Dak have an amazing team? I know they were number one at one point, but they definitely fell off.
We criticized Louisville all year long for not having design run plays for Lamar. Like, they just never had design. Like, in these close games where you look at it and there have been three design runs for Lamar Jackson. Like, of course, Dan Mullen did way more to accentuate the strengths of Dak Prescott's skill set as it exists than Louisville has this year with Lamar, for real.
How can you compare Dak and Lamar when Dak's senior season he rushed for 588 yards? That's a third of the yards that Lamar Jackson has rushed for this year.
Correct.
A third.
A lot of those, though, are scrambles because his
those
line
are not
is
similar
terrible.
Quarterbacks.
Dak Prescott had a lot more design runs. Like, if you look at Mississippi State's offense, it was a lot more zone read
Lamar
and a lot more design runs.
Lamar is not getting 1,500 yards off of scrambling.
He is a lot.
The man has rushed for 1,500 yards.
He's also playing, like, four quarters in every game. He's
well,
also
that's
playing
my point
like
with
when,
the Clemson
when
game.
Games are all like when games are over.
Dak rushed for 588 yards.
All right, we're gonna play who's better. You ready? There are 35 qualified NFL quarterbacks. Who's better? DeShone Kizer or Lamar Jackson? DeShone Kizer has qualified for statistical awards this year. DeShone Kizer, Lamar Jackson.
I mean, I'm never taking DeShone Kizer, so.
CJ Beathard. Or Lamar Jackson.
Wait, what? Are you, wait. Can you give me guys that have started a game?
CJ Beathard has he's thrown 224 passes. He started like half the year for San Francisco.
Oh, okay, before they traded for Garoppolo. Okay, well, I'm not taking CJ Beathard over anybody.
All right, that's an NFL quarterback. Tom Savage was an NFL quarterback week one this year.
No, I'm not taking Tom Savage. You are naming terrible
quarterbacks. Brian Hoyer. Well, that's kind of my point.
Well, and I get that point. That's why I've said this whole time he's going to get a shot. Because the quarterback depth and the group of quarterback that you have to choose from in the NFL, for most of these guys are pathetic.
Yes.
Brian Hoyer is also like 35 years old.
That's true. Mitchell Trubisky is an NFL quarterback. Lamar Jackson's better than Mitchell. Jacoby Brissett is an NFL quarterback.
Jacoby Brissett has done some good things.
I've actually been impressed. 11 touchdowns, 7
and
picks.
And he has the Dak mold, in my opinion, that Lamar doesn't have.
Jay Cutler is an NFL quarterback this year. Was a studio analyst. And the pickings were so slim that they hired him out of an analyst chair to be their quarterback.
Look, I agree with your point that he's going to get a chance because all these guys are terrible. So you can keep naming them, but... You're naming terrible football players.
I just want to make sure you know what you're saying when you say Lamar Jackson's not better than those guys.
That's not what I'm saying. You are twisting my argument now. But
if he's one of the 30 best players in the league, he's NFL quarterback. I would argue there's like 12 NFL quarterbacks in the league right now.
By
that standard.
What argument did I make?
You said someone would give him a shot, but he would fail.
He will not be a successful NFL quarterback. Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. But he will be a starter.
I'm sure someone will start him.
Okay.
If you start CJ Beathard, you're going to start Lamar Jackson. If you start DeShone Kizer, you're going to start Lamar Jackson. If you start Nathan Peterman, you're going to start Lamar Jackson.
I would argue that some of these places aren't smart enough to start Lamar Jackson because they're starting Beathard and
I mean, but eventually when you've been terrible for 8 weeks, you maybe change it up from Beathard to Lamar Jackson.
I can't wait to see Lamar Jackson when he's not saddled with offensive linemen that are basically the skill set of your 12-year-old son.
There are so many different opinions on this text line.
You want to read some of the... Can we read them when we come back?
Yeah, we have to find some to read because there's been a lot.
This hour, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at Harrys.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Harrys is a tremendous value. It's a tremendous opportunity to give a great gift. I received a Facebook message last night from someone asking for the promo code because they wanted to get it for a son. Their son. It's something that you give to every member of the family. Kelly, you have gifted Harry's faithfully to several members of your family. And people have done this, and it's a big deal in your family now to get Harry's at Christmas.
That's right. My dad and my brother have both received Harry's.
Bingo. Sets come with German engineered 5-blade cartridges. These are custom and limited edition shaving sets that make perfect gifts this holiday season. You can personalize it with engraving. No matter what you're looking for, Harry's has got you covered. They come ready to gift in beautifully designed gift boxes, starting at just $10. Great stocking stuffers. This holiday, here's the deal. You give Harry's and give Handsome. The free shipping cutoff is today. So if you order after today, the free shipping is null and void. So act now to take advantage. Get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last. Go to Harrys.com. Enter code OOB at checkout for 20% off. That's Harrys.com. And the code once again is OOB. Short break. Final segment, hour one, is coming up next.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course, the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
This Saturday, the Clemson men's basketball team travels south to Sunrise, Florida for an exciting non-conference matchup with the Florida Gators in the Metro PCS Orange Bowl Basketball Classic. Pregame begins at 4 p.m. with 4:30 tip-off on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson Tigers men's basketball on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right.
Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
As the end of the year approaches, Retirement Funding Advisors is reminding business owners to evaluate your retirement plan needs. If you don't currently have a retirement plan, you may miss the opportunity to adopt a plan for the current year. If you already have a plan, now is the time to review for the upcoming year. Is your plan meeting your goals and objectives? Are your fees and expenses reasonable? Contact Carson at Retirement Funding Advisors at 430-8544 or visit retirementfa.com to get the right plan for your business.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
You are unique. The independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group think that your financial plan should also be unique. We offer customized advice and recommendations that you might not get from the big box guys or a robo-advisor with their one-size-fits-all approach. The Kiwi Financial Group can help you accumulate and protect your wealth. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom just because. Online purchase and print from your computer only at urbannirvana.com.
Have you met John from the Butcher's Block in Anderson? John has some exciting news you've been waiting for. Their Meat and Three has had such a fantastic response, they are now offering their full menu, including the Meat and Three, on Sundays from 11 to 3. Food's so scrumptious, you'll want to come back again and again. While the Butcher's Block in Anderson is the best place to be for their deli and Meat and Three, they also have awesome pre-prepared meals for those nights you just can't pull it together. Everything you need to feed the family, all ready to go. They've got 10 different tailgate packages to choose from, too. Swing by and pick it up on the way to the stadium, and it's ready to toss on the grill. They have a meal of the week that they post on Facebook with your chance to win it. If you have an event you need catered, they can handle everything. And they're a full-service butcher, too. More food, more choices, and more opportunities to enjoy the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Or give them a call at 864-359-2099.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. B-Y-T. Tender love and care. And I'll take you there. Girl. Ooh. I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You have a somewhat, I think it's a pretty good point about.
Oh, thank you.
Johnny Manziel and Lamar Jackson. I mean, I don't agree with it.
Why have these past two shows contained so much animosity?
I don't know.
Clock.
We just disagree.
We
you know
just
what it
to
is?
Love each
you know what
other.
It is? You know what it is?
What is it?
The college football schedule guides the show, and we have to be rational for like 3.5 months, and then all of a sudden there are no games, and so we just let loose. Also, we both really need a vacation in the worst way.
So, can you say? Okay, I'll just say this. Throughout the college football season, have I shown a somewhat competent aptitude toward football knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. I was just wondering. Because allegedly now on the text line, I know nothing about football.
I didn't even see that.
Because of this hot take.
Oh, okay.
Real quick, I will give you a final point for my take in one moment. But first of all, this argument between Kwok and I has been brought to you by Christopher Trucks. 66 years in business. They're known all throughout the upstate. They started back in 1951, fourth generation owned. They have tons of new and used inventory in stock. I'm talking work-ready trucks, dump trucks, box trucks, landscape trucks, Sprinter vans, Isuzu, OTR, Freightliner, Western Star, flatbeds, flatbed dump trucks. They literally have anything you could need. They also do RV maintenance. So they have that state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine specifically for RVs. Get the RV ready for maybe a trip out to New Orleans. I don't know. Ooh. That could be happening. So get the RV ready for your upcoming adventures and make sure to visit their website, ChristopherTrucks.com, and their service department is open each weekday from 7 a.m. until midnight. Okay. My final point I'm going to make.
Okay.
Now, I know whenever one brings up Johnny Manziel, it is a double-edged sword because he is such a polarizing figure. And the guy is a bonehead, Looney Tune, and he's made some terrible decisions. And he didn't pan out in the NFL, I think, for many reasons.
It's a loaded comparison, like many of the comparisons that I have also attached to you today.
Sure.
Basically, because this has been one loaded comparison after another.
None of these comparisons are in a vacuum because that's just not how the world works.
Right.
So the point I want to make is I see a significant parallel between on the field, and take out the Money Manziel and all the stuff he did that rubbed you the wrong way. All the kind of Baker-esque things he did. And just look at what he did the year he won the Heisman and what Lamar Jackson has done this year, okay? Johnny Manziel, the year he won the Heisman, he threw for 3,700 yards, 68% completion, 26 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. This year, and we can use Lamar's Heisman numbers if you want, but he's been even better this year. So I was going to use these numbers, okay?
Okay.
So Johnny Manziel, 3,700 yards passing, 68% completion, 26 TDs, 9 interceptions. This year, Lamar Jackson, 3,500 yards passing, so 200 yards less, but pretty much the same. 60% completion, whereas Johnny's at 68%. Lamar has thrown for 25 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. Johnny threw for 26 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. A very similar TD-INT ratio. Johnny did throw 3 more INTs, for the record. Johnny did play in 13 games, though. This is Lamar through 12. Then, if you want to look at the rushing numbers, Johnny Manziel rushed for 1,400 yards and 21 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson has rushed for 1,443 yards and 17 touchdowns. These guys sound like the same player. And we had all these reservations about Johnny Manziel in the NFL. He had a lot of off-the-field issues. He was a head case, but he didn't pan out.
Here's what I would say to respond to that. Okay?
Do you at least concede that?
Yes.
Look at the numbers are staggeringly similar.
They're
for
very
these two
similar.
Players.
I think what Bobby Petrino has done this year, to the detriment of his own football team.
Johnny also played better defenses.
Well, maybe. I'd like to measure that statistically because. Okay. In the SEC West at that time, Ole Miss did not have great defense, and Arkansas did not have great defense.
There were
some pretty bad.
It's a broad generalizing point, but
right. Basically, you're saying
you can analyze that more if you'd
they
like.
Played Alabama, and I mean Lamar played Clemson, but like Auburn's defense wasn't elite then.
They played LSU.
LSU was probably good. That was probably the second best defense. Mississippi State probably wasn't great on defense then. That was early in Mullen's tenure. They probably weren't great on defense then. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I don't concede that point that Lamar, just because we don't like the names on the front of the jersey, that Lamar played worse defenses than Johnny Manziel did. I'd like to see that statistically
okay,
over time.
That's fine.
I would like to measure that. Because I think Boston College, statistically, very good defense. Wake Forest, statistically, very good defense. NC State, statistically, very good defense this year. Like, all those, I think, would stack up to, like, an Auburn back in the day. Anyway, I think you're right about that. But there's one thing about Lamar Jackson and players with this skill set that if we generalize Lamar Jackson as, I mean, I'll just say, black quarterback that runs around like crap. I'm not saying you're doing it. I'm saying that's what people will do. Like, they'll fit you in a mold. What
if
Bobby Petrino has
racial,
done.
I'm going to lose
not,
it.
I'm not. Although I would ask,
that is not
I would
my
ask
intention.
People to say, like, if it, you know.
At
just,
all.
Just gauge the freeze. I'm not saying that's what you're saying. I'm saying there are people who will say, because of how Lamar Jackson looks and how he plays, he can't play in the NFL because nobody has looked like that and played like that since Mike Vick, and he's the only one.
That's okay.
It's a thing. It's a thing. It is ridiculous, but would you agree that it's a thing?
Sure, it's a thing.
It affects people's thought process. Okay.
Like how, I don't even know if I'm going to say that. I'm not going to say that. Continue.
I say way edgier stuff than you. You should start saying edgier stuff.
I think, okay, you want me to say this?
Yeah.
Do you want me to say this?
Yeah.
If Baker Mayfield was not his race, I think he might have not won the Heisman.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I 100% agree
just
with
putting
that
out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
I agree with that. All right,
just
so,
hot takes all over the place today.
Let's just do it.
Good
hot
grief.
Takes galore. And we have Brad Brownell coming out at 105 to calm us down.
Yes, please.
I think Bobby Petrino understands the knock on Lamar Jackson and understood it before the season. And this year, people who have watched him will tell you that there have been more five-step drops, sit-in-the-pocket plays called for Lamar. There's been less roll the pocket. There's been less design runs. There's been all of that. And they've asked him to do more as a thrower of the ball. And that you can tell a difference in his mechanics from last year to this year. Because I think Bobby Petrino wants, because he knew his team wasn't going to be very good, he wants Lamar Jackson to be a number one pick. The reason he wants Lamar Jackson to be number one pick is because he knows he has not recruited another Lamar Jackson. And he needs to badly. Because the rest of his team is in shambles. That roster and that coaching staff is not good right now. They are about to plummet off the face of the earth. If you thought the ACC Atlantic was kind of weak now, wait till Louisville goes belly up after this year with their terrible roster and horrible personnel and coaching downgrades that they make every offseason. That's the best way I can describe what happened to him at Louisville this year. That they have actually gone out of their way to take him out of situations where he is probably most comfortable running around making plays. And they have almost forced him, because of the play calling and the way things have been set up, to sit in a pocket and make decisions and read coverages and make intermediate throws and precise throws. Has he been great at it? One could argue, probably not. Not great. 60% is not great. 60% is fine because he's not throwing the ball over there. And there's a lot of guys that complete 70% of their passes that take the snap and throw it over there. He's been asked to do a lot more as a passer this year, and he looks better as a passer this year than he did at any point a year ago. And I think for a lot of people who didn't watch him all year, and I didn't watch him all year, I'm relying on other people that did for this, that is a big that is a big part of why Lamar Jackson is now an NFL prospect. That's what people wanted to see this year. And Bobby Petrino heard that, and he said, okay. Even if it costs us games, we're not going to run him by design. We're going to let him sit in the pocket and make throws, and we're going to prove to everybody that this guy can throw the football as a quarterback and is not Braxton Miller or Terrell Pryor or any of these other, you know, Urban Meyer quarterbacks.
I'll take your word for it because I trust your analysis. You know that. That being said, okay, Lamar has rushed the ball 50 less times this year. And it's kind of tough because his last year's stats are through 13 games, right? But 50 less times. He's passed for the same amount of yards. And he has the exact same yards per attempt.
As who?
As last season.
As last year, yeah.
Last season, he passed for 3,543 yards, 8.7 yards per attempt.
In how many games?
In 13.
Okay.
This year, he's passed for 3,489 yards and 8.7 yards per attempt.
In how many games?
In 12.
Okay.
So he's passed for... 50 less yards.
So he's going to throw for more yards.
Yeah.
He's going to throw for
more
yards.
But, I mean, those
are
pretty equal numbers, Clark.
They're not outrageously different. I actually think that when they've done that for him, when they've done that to him, or what, like, they have made him less comfortable. Like, would you agree that Lamar Jackson's probably better if he's rolling out right and throwing the ball? rolling to his right, throwing the ball, then sitting in a pocket, five-step drop, yes, and throwing the ball 15 yards downfield. He'd rather be on the move. Mm-hmm. You'd probably rather him be on the move. If you take away Lamar Jackson on the move, making throws, he has to actually read a defense as designed. He's had to do that a lot. I think Bobby Petrino has actually cost him some and cost his team some, maybe cost him some wins, because he's tried to develop Lamar Jackson as a passer in the pocket with different stuff. That's why I say I don't look as much into the stats in the way that you have as a detriment. I look it into the development of his weakness into, I wouldn't say a strength, but not as much of a weakness anymore.
I'll concede that if you concede that it is staggering how similar Manziel and Lamar Jackson stats are.
The numbers are very similar. And I actually think if Manziel was like 30 pounds heavier and 2 inches taller, that he might have been Jackson and a better person. Hour two is next.